Welcome back to Time to Change. I'm Chasen Forehand.
And I'm Dom Jones.
And we're having discussions with people doing the work.
Yeah, and that work is a result of some deep lived experience, some knowledge, but ultimately a passion to see better humans and better workplaces.
I love that. And I can't wait to dive in.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to Time to Change. I am Chasen Forehand, and normally we would have my handsome co-host, my brother from another mother, Dom Jones, in the house, but he's unfortunately not here today. But have I got a guest for you. Jane Zimmer is an artist. She's the founder of Zest. And if you scan that QR code that she was just pointing to, it'll take you to her website. And you'll be able to see all the things that she's doing with Zest, sharing a little beauty every day through health and wellness, gathering and art. It'll also allow you to sign up for her newsletter. I'm on her newsletter list. I absolutely love it. It's a breath of fresh air when I get it. So welcome in the house today, Jane. Great to have you here with us.
Thank you. It's great to be with you. So fun. And it's so fun.
Good. Well, thank you for being here. Before we get started, call attention to Guiding Brilliant Writers, my t-shirt from one of our sponsors, and Nick and Jai Galindo. We have 7 sponsors right now. That's the most we've ever had. I'm so thrilled to have them. The Talent is Talentless podcast. Oh my goodness. Ashley King and Desiree Goldie. They are phenomenal. UNBN. Uniqua New Beauty Norm, and that is Jen Lin. If you don't know her and all the great things she's doing, she's absolutely fantastic. Sephir in the house. I've known Tiffany Castaño for such a long time. Really great to be partners with her since 2023, early 2023. And then we've got our merch page, which is where these t-shirts come from. Our t-shirts from TK came from them. Elevated Coaching and Consulting, that is the company from our board president, Kylie Van Leeuwen, and her group. And then last but not least, HR Consultations, that's my fractional HR group. Thank you for sponsoring. I can't believe it. We're here today in the house with Jane. And Jane, the first question I would ask is, what started you on the path of realizing and identifying beauty and what that meant to you?
Yeah, great question. Thank you so much. So just, again, great to be here today. And my path to like a little beauty every day started with my, I'm going to say 38 years of corporate leadership. Wow. Because, you know, yes, I'm catching a flight, getting preparing a documentation, looking at a contract, nose in, you know, a document. And, you know, every single day, sometimes there's just a lot of the day. And over the years, I was building my own, just what makes Jane be a good Jane, you know, and just adding little tips and tricks for myself so that I could perform in my day job, but do it in a way that I got a pause in my day. I got a pause in my moment, maybe just even in a meeting. How did I create a pause for myself when I needed to collect my thoughts? Yeah. And that was really the genesis of a little beauty every day, because when you're really full throttle, it's really, 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 really hard to pause. We all know we need to do it. Like, it's not a matter of being aware or educated. To me, it's a matter of, you know, what is it that kind of works for you to be able to pause so that you notice the beauty around you. And we mean beauty in the widest possible sense you possibly could, so that you have a better day, so that you have joy in your day. That was the genesis of it.
That's fantastic, because I can tell you that a lot of people don't think about it.
And I started that way. I'm guilty. I am guilty of my own, generation of what started the whole thought process. It was because I wasn't doing it.
Yeah. No, I love that. And I love when we got on and talked before we set up the interview here, that was one of the things you asked me. You were like, hey, tell me, you know, what do you perceive beauty to be? And then we started down this whole path, and it really made me think. It really made me concentrate and think about some of the things that I've learned, especially over the last 5 years, I'll say, because I think I've done more work in the last 5 years from 55 to 60 than I have in decades. Yeah. And I think some of that comes from age and seeing other people in our group and our time, you know, the age that we grew up. I'm a boomer, so the things that I saw and the things that I see as a young boomer of other people and what they do and how they still are in that grind, even though they're not working anymore, they still have that mindset in everything they do. It affects your personal life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I applaud you for what you've accomplished and having that in your life and really making it intentional. How has that affected the rest of your life, you, your family, you know, your personal life and other things that your art? How has it affected the other parts?
Yeah, I'll start with the latter. So like, I wouldn't be able to do art. So just, you know, one of the things that I'm practicing is I forgot in my decades of working, I forgot I'm professionally trained in calligraphy. I forgot I'm professionally trained in watercolor painting. So I've gone back to some of those passions that I had put aside for decades and started doing them again. Well, in order to express yourself creatively, like, you know, your head has to be open and receptive and clear. Like you can't go into sitting down with literally a blank page, you know, a paintbrush in hand and create something that's beautiful, you know, striking, you know, has a feeling to it that's got joy if you don't have it within you. So, you know, so that's certainly one of the ways that it's manifested. You know, one of the other aspects that I talk about both on my site and in my newsletter is gathering. So, and this may be something we have a little bit in common, but come at it from a little bit different perspective. So, you know, sitting down to chat with somebody is lovely. Sitting down to chat someone and you're breaking bread together is even a longer conversation. And gathering, I host a lot. When I say host, I mean host for a weekend, a long weekend. You know, being able to share time with friends, family, people I've never met before, but are a friend of a friend, and they stop by for 4 days. You know, talk about having a relationship at another level, having a conversation where you really have a conversation, right? Because when you've got that amount of time, no one's going anywhere. You're here for the whole night and tomorrow too. You know, that gathering and what it does to relationships is amazing.
Yeah, that's incredible. I even though I'm an introvert and I would say that people laugh at me when I say this and they go, no, you're not. And I'm like, yeah, I'm an introvert and I'm socially awkward. So getting around masses of people kind of is not my jam, but I'm doing it more and more because I understand the value of connection. Mm-hmm. And so I'm pushing myself to get out of my own way.
Yeah.
And I've driven pretty substantial distance to go and meet people where they are and what they're doing so that we could break bread.
Yeah.
So that we could, you know, have lengthy conversations and hang out for periods of time.
Then how well do you know those folks after that experience?
Right?
Yes.
Right. I mean, where you started is not where you ended, you know, like or where you are after that. I shouldn't say ended, where you are after that. So I love that piece. It's so true. Once, you know, you might have been, you know, casual acquaintances and you're talking or texting or whatever. But after that time period, man, you've broken enough ground besides the breaking bread, which is in itself, I think, is almost tribal in nature and taking us back to our roots. But then you've gotten to a different level. And it's so cool.
Mm-hmm. 100%. It's, and I'm an introvert as well. And it doesn't mean that, you know, it's easy for me to say yes when it's, oh, it's a couple months out,
yeah.
You know, and that, oh, guests are coming in 24 hours. You know, I do this all the time and I still have that little bit of, I'm not going to say panic mode, but like, have I thought of everything? Is it going to be okay? You know, but, you know, I have a routine. I know to ask questions before somebody arrives, you know, so nice. Just like anything else, is there anything we should know? Any food allergies, anything in particular you want to do or don't want to do? You know, like, don't have it be a mystery, you know, and share, hey, we were thinking about, you know, going on a bike ride together. Is that something that would appeal to you? You know, like, we have the right upfront conversation so that we're not springing the unknown on someone. And then just let it go. Because the whole point's just to have fun. If what you planned for the day didn't work, move on to something else. If, you know, the dinner didn't work, like, I can't tell you how many times, oops, I forgot the green beans in the microwave. It's a family joke. Like, as long as you're not counting on green beans, it's fine. Because 50% of the time, they don't make it to the table. Who cares? The rest of it did.
That's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking about the different things that I'll have planned out on a menu. And then my wife goes, this is delicious, but where's X, Y, and Z? And I'm like, oh, my. Like, I'm already sitting down. Like, we've made dinner and I completely, like, I didn't even make it. Like, it went from, it went from concept to just like right out of my head.
So, yeah.
No, I got you. That's awesome. I have to ask, you know, what's the biggest event that you've hosted? I'm just curious. The biggest event that you've hosted where you had people that you didn't know beforehand that were part of a longer event that you did.
Yeah. So one that I did, this is from a few years ago when our daughter was in high school and she was on her high school dance team. And there's one week between, so on the dance team, they perform at the football halftime show. So that means their practices start the same time the football team start, which is like throughout most of the summer.
Yeah.
So there's one week in the school district where there's a 1 week dead week where you can't practice, right? So, and then before the school year, first day of school begins. So we would have invite the entire dance team up to our lake home cottage. And this is teenage girls, you know, the whole team, everyone was invited. We didn't want anyone excluded. Not everyone comes, but, you know, 80% of the team came.
Nice.
There's no way I know all of them. And, you know, water's involved, right? We're on a lake. So it involves, you know, safety. Unfortunately, my husband is trained as a lifeguard. I do a parent note. I have an ask to the parents that, because I don't know people's swimming level. I don't know, like, if they're going tubing, you know, I don't know their fear factor or comfort level. So I would ask the parents to have a conversation that they, you know, say yes to what's in their comfort zone and, you know, please have that conversation before arriving. And then I just, you know, just made everybody feel welcome. Because if everybody feels welcome, no matter where they're at, what their ability is, interests is, always ask the food question, and then treat them well. So we would do, like, we would take them out for a very casual meal just to kind of see the area. I would cook. I love to cook. So the first meal was always casual. And the last meal, it's nice. So, like, this is, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-old girls, and I would set the full table full out just like it was adults. So chargers, cloth napkins, you know, cooked the meal from scratch. Candles are lit, had a little snack out, you know, while the girls were showering to get ready. Because guess what? They felt special. Well, guess how people show up when they feel special, right? Like,
right.
You give what you receive. So I just go out of my way to make sure everyone feels welcome and special, not over the top, but just the little things that say you're seen, you're heard, and it works great. The feedback was, especially one of the comments that I loved was, this was the varsity dance team. And 1 year, one of the new members was a freshman. So very rare for a freshman to make the team. She was incredible. She deserved it. But she felt like an outsider coming in, you know, sure. The only freshman.
Because she's in a different, she's in a different.
Yeah. And the mom commented after that weekend that she felt a part of the team, that it like catapulted it. She didn't feel like an outsider, didn't feel like a stranger, because everybody just had a common shared experience that was positive.
And says a lot about you and your hosting ability too, to make people feel comfortable. My wife and I are going on this journey next year, and we have never been to the West Coast. I've lived in 17 states and 42 cities. I've been to almost every single state, all the way over to Arizona. And then there's like this magical line that's there. And I've never been to the West Coast at all.
No.
And so we're going to take this 10-day journey. We're going to fly into LAX, and then we're going to get a camper, and we're going to go. And there's all these people I want to see. And we're going to do two massive, you know, one down south and one up north. And we're going to have these dinners. But the cool thing, too, is how many people that are in the network that are like, maybe I've talked to them a lot. Maybe I haven't talked to them hardly at all. But they all want to get together and like, hey, tell me when you're going to be there. I want to make this. I can't wait. Like, there's something inside of me, even though I'm like, you know, weird around like groups of people. I'm excited. So I love that. And I love the fact that you did that and that you continue to do those kind of things. Let's switch gears a little bit and let's talk more about your website and the things that you do with Zest.
Yeah. So I'm launching. So first off, it's new. So I just launched the website in June. So when you're looking at it, it's now August. It's 2 months. So just please know that it's new. But you know, the thoughts have been percolating, you know, so the ideas aren't new. I've been working on my art. So you see on the site, some of my watercolors are there. I am working in September. So I'm saying it here. So yes, like days away, I'm launching my first collection of art that I'm making into cards. So some of those images that you see on my site are then going to be available to purchase a collection of cards on my site. So the first collection, I'll call it non-holiday, right? They're images like a butterfly, like, you know, the lilac with a little yellow butterflies, because that's what I saw one morning on a walk, right? So the images, most of the cards are blank inside, so that like whether it's a birthday, a wedding, a shower, a just because you want to drop somebody a note, types of cards that you can use. So that's coming up in September. So you can sign up there to purchase them. And then I'll flip really, really quickly to holidays, because the holidays I got to have out there in October. I know some folks already have their holidays, but I wanted to get a few cards out there that are general. I have been doing a little bit of, I'll call it bespoke gifting. So let's say I did this. One of the examples I did, just dabbling in the idea, was for a friend. Her niece was getting married and she wanted to give her, I'll say a gift card, you know, something that was just financial, because she knew that was what was going to be practical for the young couple. But she didn't want it to be just that. She wanted something that had a more heartfelt touch for it. So I'm like, okay, do you have a save the date? Is there any website? So she literally just sent me a photo of the save the date, told me how to log into the website. And I went and created a watercolor picture for her and got a frame. And the wedding was going to be a travel event. So I had it shipped to the hotel she was going to be staying at, with the gift bag, with tissue, so she could arrive, pull it out of the box, and have it ready to go. But you can't get it somewhere else. Like literally I made up the colors based on what was in her wedding palette. just as a little something for the aunt to say I love you to her niece who was getting married.
How unique is that? I mean, that's something that people are going to treasure.
That's my favorite thing to do. My absolute favorite thing to do. You can't repeat it. You can't find it somewhere else. You know, it's the item that, you know, just means something.
I love that. That's really fantastic. So by the way, your website is, I mean, I know you're saying that it's brand new, but it's gorgeous. So you did a great job. It's fantastic.
I had some help. I got to give plug to my gal. So I have been with the Bold Leadership Group, the Bold Collective, and Lee and Maya are my partners in crime and rock stars. So nobody can do everything alone. I had help and I dialed my go-tos for help.
That's fantastic. And folks, if you scan that QR code above Jane's left shoulder, that'll take you to her website and you can get on her email list. You can get those cards she's been talking about. Don't hesitate because it's absolutely fantastic. It's a beautiful website.
Is there something else I'm doing just in case somebody is interested? So I'm doing my first leadership retreat. So, you know, I mean, I love leadership retreets, you know, whatever the topic is, where a small group are getting together for a strategic topic. This is a 2-day retreat. And on day two, so this is also coming up in September, I'm going to facilitate an in-person watercolor session. So I will come with all the materials. The session is going to be in Vermont. So I do all my own drawings, right? So when you see the cards, like not only do I paint them, like I draw them. So I will be drawing an image specific for the retreat that's reflective of where they're at. And then guide the group through it. So they all go home with something that just captured the moment, you know, and I'll encourage them based on the work that they've been doing to personalize it to the work they're doing in the retreat. So it's a nice way in the morning to just channel your energy, right? It is a creative process for what you're working on is thing one. And then thing two, you take it home with you. So when you're back in your home environment, you have a physical reminder right in front of you of what you were working on in that retreat. Love it, love it, love it. Can't wait to do it. Should be super fun.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And Vermont is gorgeous.
I know.
Just gorgeous. Yeah. My wife and I have taken that trip from where we are in New York. We've done that routine and it was beautiful. It was gorgeous. So yeah. I know that this is going to be super fun and that's going to create a lot of cool things for everyone. I got to make sure that I remember to connect you with some other artist friends of mine that are doing different things, but I think you guys would hit it off and just be like, oh, I love that idea. Oh, I love that idea. And maybe you do some stuff together. Yeah. I'm thinking of you, Claudia Marulunda. I love her. I'm thinking of you. But there's, we have multiple artists in our network that are just doing fantastic things. I got to make sure to remember to connect you to those. Anything else going on that we should talk about or that you want people to know about your website or Zest?
I'd say check it out, you know, and, you know, my post, I'm also on LinkedIn. You can follow me on LinkedIn. I have both the Jane Zimmer account and the Zest account, you know, because I do include in some of my posts a question. And you know, I love the dialogue. So, you know, like as we connected and I asked you, how do you define beauty? So, you know, I've got a few questions that I usually use to unpack with someone. Every single person's conversation has been unique. No two, as you can imagine, no two people are alike, no two stories are alike. And so just, you know, I really love learning from you, all of you, you know, because your ideas are what make you unique and what, whether it's a struggle, whether it's a milestone, whether it's a beautiful moment that you want to celebrate, like bring it on. I'm absolutely in the camp of the more the merrier. Because that discussion of seeing beauty and what helped you pause to see it. Mm. So it's rarely about what you see. it is much more about what that initiation to pause to actually notice it. It's how you responded in the moment that is just so impactful for all of us.
I absolutely love that. Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And I can't wait. When we put this out, all your links will be in there as well. Mm-hmm. We encourage you guys in the audience to scan that QR code, go to Jane's website, connect with her on LinkedIn. Absolutely fantastic human being. I was so thrilled to be able to meet her ahead of time. And this has been an amazing conversation. I love what you're doing. I love the website. I'm excited about your retreat. I think that's really cool.
I know.
And yeah, so keep doing what you do. So thrilled to have you in the house today. Thank you.
Thank you. And maybe I'll see you in California.
Maybe.
Be appraised of when you're there.
I will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
We have been on with Jane Zimmer in the house. Thank you for being with us.